something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah. Be concerned about what others are going through. Be concerned. And make up your mind. Through prayer, you will effect changes. Through prayer, you will effect changes. Right now, I want you to pray. Pray. Pray in the Spirit. Thank God for the message of this month and for the things that we will accomplish in the realm of the Spirit. Pray that the Lord will also guide you in planning your schedule for intercession. Keep praying. Pray everywhere. The amount of intercession. In the prayer of intercession, you are praying for others, not yourself. You're praying for others. You're taking hold together with them against their adversaries or some adversity or some challenges in their lives. But you're taking hold together with them, like the Holy Spirit takes hold together with us. And you are also going to allow and encourage this ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life this month. This month. This is the month of intercession. You will intercede by the Holy Ghost. You will intercede for others. Keep praying. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember what I told you, so that this month you seize the opportunity to effect changes. See, when we pray together, nothing can stop us. Nothing. Nothing can stop us. Remember what I shared with you. It's true that sometimes, even in different kinds of institutions, he says that leaders can be from among the basest of men. Think about it. That's a massive revelation. So leaders are not always necessarily among the smartest people. I'm talking about people who become leaders of nations or empires. You can look at the history of the Roman Empire, for example. That emperors who didn't know where they were at any given time. And they were there. They were there as emperors. So how do you rely on them to make the right decisions? So I meant it when I said that leaders, even today, you have them who are non-compos mentis. So you can't just, you can't let that pass by, the scripture I read to you. You have to look at it. The basis of men? Yes. Some have even thought that that just meant being lowly in heart. No, it doesn't mean lowly in heart because it's in context. See? It's in context. He's talking about a man being given an animal's heart, a beast's heart, as an example, as an illustration. That's terrible. That's terrible. It happens in different fields. It happens in different fields. So this month, we must pray as we should. It tells us to pray for all men and for leaders. We have to. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Glorious news. Are you a follower of the man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, DSCDSCDD, on television and radio? Has the Word of God, as thought by Pastor Chris on television and radio, blessed and impacted your life? Then this conference is for you. Get ready for a celebration of the outstanding impact of the television and radio ministry of the man of God, Pastor Chris, at the May edition of the Viewers and Listeners Network Conference, of the Viewers and Listeners Network Conference 2024. Date, Saturday the 3rd of May 2024, time, 4 p.m. GMT plus 1, please visit www.loveltelevisionministry.org/VLNC to register. The registration link again is www.loveltelevisionministry.org/VLNC. God bless you.